Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
I'm in the studio with my son, Robert Bortons, who is homeschooled his entire life. He's the eldest of our four children. And we've been talking this week just about being a second-generation homeschooler, as well as some of the things he expects from homeschooling. When you think of homeschooling overall, not just your own family, but just as a cultural activity, what do you wish for homeschooling families? What is the big picture in all this?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that families grow closer together. We know the family nucleus is what God created, and when we have strong families, we have strong communities. And so much of what society does is to break families apart and say that we're all individuals. But while we do have our own personalities, a family unit is actually the strongest unit, stronger than an individual unit. And I think homeschooling allows that to happen.
So one of the things that's really important to us, Robert, is that we walk in the way that scriptures describe. And I've just been really intrigued lately by this idea that Jesus said to the people he met, "You know my Father because you know me." You have a son, our beloved Trey. When he's a grown man and people look at him, what is it you hope he represents?
That's a good question. Probably one that all fathers should contemplate. Hopefully, honesty, integrity, hard work, a godly man who is trustworthy. I think those are all things that would be very important to me, and that people could see that, you know, his father loved him.
Well, I know your father loves you a whole lot. So thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thanks, Mom.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.